This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lou Korak covers the Blues for NHL.com. Lou, thanks for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me about how you feel about the, you know, the track that they've been on through Varelipeg, Dallas, and San Jose, the job that they've done to get these 12 wins.
It's been tough. They've done it in different ways, but I think the ones that stand out more than anything has just been their the way they've been able to grind teams down in their forecheck. And this, I've always said that to me, and I know people have differing opinions on it, but I've always felt that the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy in sport to win. And to have to get 16 wins out of this and in the fashion that these teams have to do it is can be excruciating at times. And I just think the St. Louis Blues have gone about it the right way. They understand the style that they have to play. And this is the way that they've had to do it. I mean, they've gone up against skilled teams. And, you know, a perfect example, you play San Jose in the last round and I'll just give you an example with Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns. You know, these guys, they want to have the puck on their stick. They don't want to have to go back and retrieve pucks and know that somebody's going to be on top of them and get hit all the time. Well, this is what the St. Louis Blues do. They grind down on your skilled players. They feel like they can eventually wear you down and eventually win the series. And that's how they've been able to do this so far. I mean, they, like you said, they did it to Winnipeg. They did it to Dallas, and now they've done it to San Jose, and, you know, the city's a buzz right now, being in the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1970, and, you know, probably going to face their toughest opponent to this point yet.
There's no doubt about that. I got to tell you, the last three games, they slaughtered them 12-2. I mean, did you even see that coming at all, that they would dominate like they did in those last three wins in a row?
You know what? Maybe not in that fashion, but in a point, I thought they would, because I just think that they've done what they've done throughout the year is kind of take that us against the world mentality. And after game three, when they pretty much got robbed of a win, and not to say that they would have won the game, but just a call that wasn't made on the illegal hand pass that should have been called, I just think that they channeled their anger in the right direction. And David Perron said it best. They felt like if they just go into the next game and win that game, they felt like they were going to win the series. And that's just a confidence builder that they've really had since the start of January. You know, when they were in last place, it was that us against the world mentality then. I think they took on that same approach now. And, you know, like you said, they just pretty much went out and demolished San Jose, you know, in games, 4, 5, and 6. Game four was a little closer than probably what they expected and what they had hoped for, but the fashion that they went out and won that series was pretty impressive. And but like I said, just talking to those guys, they channeled their anger in the right direction and were able to get the job done.
What do you think of number of players that they acquired in trades that have made such a huge difference for them, like, you know, O'Reilly and all these guys, Sundquist, Bertuzzo and Shen, Steen, all those guys were they acquired in trades. They've done a hell of a job, the front office, building this team. Like, when they got them in the offseason, I know that they loaded up with O'Reilly in this, and I think they thought this is going to be a really veteran-laden, playoff-experienced bunch of guys that we put together this core here for this season. And then their first half was a disaster, but from January 1st on, they kicked ass and took names. What do you think of the moves they made to build this team into the winner that it is right now?
Well, it just took some time, and that's just the whole thing. You know, they acquired these guys, like you'd mentioned, Ryan O'Reilly. That was probably the biggest piece that they were able to pick up in the trade, and you gave up five pieces in order to get the player. And I think they got a player that they really needed at that time. You know, David Perron and Tyler Bolzac. Let's not overlook these guys. I mean, these were key free agent acquisitions that they made. And, you know, there was almost a sense at the time where, you know, you pick up, you know, quality players like this and you can just take these guys and throw them on the ice and say, okay, you know, we got an all-star team here. Let's just go and play. Well, when that didn't happen, it was almost literally like a slap in the face to them. But I think what they did that was just kind of stuck together. Again, it goes back to that mindset of us against the world. And, you know, they knew the results weren't good enough. And Vladimir Tarasenko said it best after they knocked San Jose out a couple nights ago. Each player felt like when things were going bad, everybody felt like that they could just give a little bit more. If everybody can give a little bit more, it would make this hockey team better. And once everybody started staying on the same page and giving a little bit more, the results started to happen, and then that's when the confidence started to build. And obviously, a coaching change really had a lot to do with that too. You know, I mean, Mike Yeo, it was a tough situation for him to be in, and I don't know if he really got the kind of time that he needed to get this thing together. But this team has really rallied around Craig Berube when he got named the interim coach at the time, and I think it's just a matter of time before he gets the permanent job here. But they've bought into his message. They've bought into his philosophies and things that he wants to do with this hockey team. And here they are. They're now competing for a Stanley Cup.
Lou Korak with the NHL, NHL.com. The special teams is a big difference if you look at these teams. Obviously, you know, the Blues at 5-on-5, I think, you know, for me, physically, you know, everybody's always talking big, bad Bruins. But the reality is that the Blues are bigger. And they got bigger players. I really believe that. They got all these guys that are just monsters, if you ask me. They got Chara, but I think the Blues have the rest of the bigs, if you ask me. But in terms of strictly PK and PP, just, you know, what they do, the, you know, Bruins with a man advantage and down a man, I think is more impressive. Their numbers are staggering compared to St. Louis's specialty units. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's huge, and Alex Pietrangelo talked about that when we had media availability today, that he said we want to keep this game 5-on-5, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. I mean, come on. I mean, Boston's at 34% conversion rate on the power play, which is – that's insane. If I'm not mistaken, I heard earlier today that nobody's had numbers like that since the 1981 New York Islanders. You're going back a long way now, and that's pretty impressive. So – I mean, they've got great players on that team and guys that are playing on the same page right now. And when you have that kind of confidence, it really resonates and it carries. And I think the Blues do want to keep this game 5-on-5. And I think they've done a good job of that throughout the playoffs. They haven't gone out of their way to take penalties that are unnecessary. And Pat Maroon talked about that today. So you're going to get guys like a Brad Marchand that maybe want to get under your skin and is going to want to drop some of those extra penalties out of you. And the Blues have done a good job of staying away from that extracurricular stuff. So, if you know, they're going to go out there and they're going to play their physical game, but they're going to keep it within the guidelines. And if they do, I think they're going to have a good shot of winning this series.
Lou, the Blues have to worry about that Bergeron line. We already know what, you know, Bergeron is so dangerous, Krejci. That has to be one of their big worries.
Huge. And Craig Berube had mentioned that today, too. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I think it's a good matchup for them because the Blues aren't afraid to match up any of their four lines against whoever Boston throws out there. So people talk about, you know, the home team having the advantage, especially in games 1 and 2 coming into this series of you're going to get the matchups that you want. Well, I can tell you right now, when they line up for game 1, it wouldn't surprise me if Craig Berube throws his fourth line out there because he has the utmost confidence in those guys. You're talking about Barbashev, Steen, and Sundqvist. These guys can go up against the top line and do an effective job because that's just a belief that they have right now. Whoever goes out on the ice, they give the energy to the guys that are coming out behind them, and that's really it's been positive reinforcement, and that's just the way that they've been playing. The Bruins are the same way. The Bruins aren't afraid to throw their fourth line out there against your top line too. So I think matchups are going to be a little bit tactical in this series, but I don't really think they're going to matter because both coaches are confident in whoever they throw out there.
So it's going to be, I think, a better series than most people believe it will be. I think, you know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, kind of been turned off by it, like, because they're like, oh, the Blues and Bruins, whatever. But I actually think it's going to be a pretty good series, and I think people are actually mistaken about it, that because people are like, oh, well, you know, they haven't been there for 50 years or something. Who cares about them? I think it's great for the league that a new face is in there going for their first cup.
100%. I think it's going to be a great series. And, you know, I've, like you, I've seen a lot of different people have had predictions and whatnot. And I've seen some people think that the Bruins are going to sweep like they did with Carolina. And I've seen the Bruins in five. I've seen people pick the Blues, too. So this is going to go six or seven games. I don't care what anybody says. I don't. The Blues aren't going to be afraid to go into that building. They've been a tremendous road team, and they've gone into some tough barns. I mean, they went into Winnipeg, which is as tough a place to play, and won all three games. They were 2-1 in Dallas, and they were 2-1 in San Jose, and that's a tough barn to play in. So this team actually thrives a little better on the road than they do on home ice. So going into the first two games in Boston, they're not going to be intimidated going into that building. And it wouldn't surprise me to see this go six or seven games, no doubt.
Do you think that, because I believe, I've always said, you know, on this show my whole career, it's simple. You're not winning the Stanley Cup unless you can win a bunch of games on the road. You're not getting 16 wins unless you can win on the road. And if you're one of the teams that can win on the road, legitimately win on the road, you can win a Stanley Cup. If you can't win on the road, you won't touch that thing.
100%. And you see the Blues right now, they're 7-2 on the road. And you have to have that. And it takes veteran presence to be able to be sort of a calming influence. And the Blues have that because they've had times when they've been on the road where a home team's going to build momentum. That's just the way things go. And when they feel like they start to thrive on that momentum, they've got guys that can calm everybody else down on that team. And they just kind of go back out and go back in a business-like attitude. I mean, you've got your home crowd behind you, and they don't get intimidated by that. And I think you really need that because they've got guys that have been there and done that. Maybe not to this point. This is a whole new territory to a lot of these guys because, you know, like you mentioned earlier, this is the first time in 49 years that the Blues have reached the Stanley Cup final, and they don't have guys with it. Boston's got the experience for sure, but I'm telling you right now, this team's going to go into that building, and they're not going to be intimidated by the situation.
I can't wait to see it. Lou, great stuff tonight on the Blues and the Stanley Cup final. Thanks so much for coming on the bench. Enjoy the Stanley Cup finals, and we'll catch up with you.
Thank you for having me.
Lou Korak covers the Blues for NHL.com. That's my guy, Josh Bell, 16 home runs and 47 RBIs. My son said that's his favorite player now in baseball. Carver High.
How about that?
Your boy Bell making a name for himself.
Now if only people would show up at the games.
It's a problem.
They had like 9,000 there the other night. I mean, they're in a playoff spot right now.
There's a lot of people that like watching the Bucks play, and they just stay home. And they want to watch the Milwaukee Bucks, like, you know, tonight. They looked to the TV for inspiration, and then they got kicked in the teeth. It was just a bad night all around.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.